Bellingham dedicates a new monument this Saturday that speaks to the Pacific Northwest's long and conflicted history with immigration. The Arch of Healing and Reconciliation memorializes the past expulsions of immigrant Sikhs, Japanese, and Chinese. The arch joins a growing group of similar local monuments, including the Garden of Surging Waves in Astoria, the Japanese Internment Memorial on Bainbridge Island, Tacoma's Chinese Reconciliation Park, and a planned memorial garden at the site of the former Chinese burial ground at Lone Fir Cemetery in Portland. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports the Bellingham Arch grew out of the rediscovery of a nearly forgotten riot.
Local Bellingham historian Paul Engelsberg was researching the Asian immigrant experience in the Northwest when he came across a reference to an ethnic riot a century ago in his own community.
People in Bellingham don't know about it, but people who study Asian American history, they've heard about this because it was like the largest atrocity committed in the United States to immigrants from India.
It happened in 1907, a year after migrant workers from India, most of them Sikhs from the Punjab region, began crossing the border from Canada to take jobs in Washington state.
Bellingham lumber mills, there were dozens of them, and shingle mills, they were hiring anybody who would come in and work.
Engelsberg says an upwelling of anti-immigrant rhetoric provoked a mob of white workers to attack the Punjabis.
Workers were worried that these non-white workers were taking away their jobs, and the idea in the speeches and in the papers was these people from India would work for less.
No one was killed, but all the Punjabi men fled, never to return. Some of the estimated 200 to 300 went back to Canada, and a bunch migrated south through Oregon to California.
I had some inkling from my father-in-law, who lives up in Abbotsford, and he never told us the story, but he always advised us when I was very fresh from India that don't stay overnight in Bellingham.
Immigrant Satpal Sidhu began to defy that warning more than 30 years ago. He eventually became Dean of Engineering at Bellingham Technical College and is now a Whatcom County Council member. Something else Sidhu remembers is a 2007 gathering at the Sikh Temple outside Bellingham to mark the 100th anniversary of the anti-Indian riot.
We promised all the audience at that time that we would like to create a memorial for this, but we don't know what, but we will. And we never gave up on this idea.
Which brings us to a construction site in the corner of a small park between the Bellingham Public Library and City Hall. This is where a pointed arch made out of solid red granite imported from India rises from a base of granite tiles inscribed with the word welcome in many languages.
So how high is it?
And the total after the structure is done, it'll be 12 feet high and 12 feet wide.
Okay, so yeah. That will stand out on this corner.
It will totally stand out.
Sidhu says the arch design carries symbolic significance.
The philosophy says the doorway is a new perspective. When you walk through a doorway, you leave something behind, you walk into something new.
As the plan for the arch developed, a committee decided the arch would also commemorate the 1885 banishment of Chinese workers and the 1942 wartime internment of Japanese Americans. Maury Ingram is president of the Whatcom Community Foundation. It helped sponsor the project as part of a broader goal to increase neighborliness.
We all know memorials are important, and yet it's never been envisioned as exclusively a way to mark this series of tragic events. And it's always been with an invitation to the whole community to say, how can we get to know each other better?
A committee continues to raise money, even though the Arch of Healing and Reconciliation is paid for. The add-on goals include a traveling exhibit, an annual ethnic food festival, and a scholarship fund to help children of first-generation immigrants afford college. I'm Tom Bonsi in Bellingham.